Hello and welcome to Jesus Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by The Stove in Mammoth Lakes, California, celebrating its 50th anniversary. If you haven't eaten there, it is a wonderful experience. I ate there for the first time 15 years ago, and I've been going back ever since. We got some news for you today, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right. Thank you for that word from our sponsors, our episode sponsor, The Stove, and our series sponsors, Astorga's and High Point Solar. Thank you very much for what you do because it allows me to do what I love, which is deliver the news to the Eastern Sierras. Well, it looks like we got the Bishop Elks Community Calendar up on Wednesday, September 6th at 151 East Line Street. The Elks will hold their monthly board meeting at 5:30. If you're interested, contact Carmen London at 760-873-3221. And Mammoth Lakes is going to kick off the 23-24 season of Raising a Reader. Join us at Mammoth Lakes Library to kick off the Raising a Reader season, ages 0 through pre-K, on August 30th at 10 a.m. The Mammoth Lakes Fire Department crew will share their bright red truck along with fun songs and story read aloud outside in the parking lot of Mammoth Lakes Library. Don't miss it. It's on August 30th at 10 a.m. And it seems to be a light news day, but I have another story that we need to talk about. There is, in fact, another mining exploration from another Canadian company, which, if they find gold, will not benefit anyone in the United States, much less the Eastern Sierra. The conglomerate Mesa has been under threat of being mined in a 15-square-mile exploratory drilling site by the company K2 Gold, a Canadian company. So this is the second company we've seen come and threaten our ecosystem by drilling. The first company is Core, and they're threatening a leach cyanide open pit mine right above the Hot Creek geological site. I have a video about that coming out soon. So what's going on? How is this happening? Well, Byron Walter, your host right here, yours truly, did some research and some data. It is called the Mining Law of 1872. The law provides citizens of the United States opportunity to explore, discover, and purchase certain valuable mineral deposits on federal lands that are open to mining location and patent. So that's why the U.S. Forest Service has been inclined to grant these Canadian companies the permit for exploratory drilling. What doesn't make sense to me and still doesn't make sense to me is the first thing I notice about this mining law is it says United States citizens, not Canadian companies. So they found a loophole with that. K2 and Core aren't the only companies doing that, and K2 is threatening our conglomerate Mesa, but it has many sites in Nevada it is already digging and exploring. This is not benefiting our economy, Eastern Sierra citizens, so I encourage you to look into this for yourself. It's not even benefiting the United States economy, and it is very weird that these are Canadian companies, not United States companies or citizens of the United States. All opinions aside, this newscaster does believe the 1872 mining law needs to be readdressed, especially when it comes to foreign companies and them granting permissions to drill on our lands that we pay taxes for gold and valuables that we should have access to. Here's the deal. If you look at K2's site, they are already drilling. They are all over Nevada. And I mean, it's a Canadian company. It's not a U.S. company. Why are they drilling for our gold? If you want to get involved or get more information, you can Google Friends of the Inyo Hot Creek Mine or Conglomerate Mesa. Friends of the Inyo is involved in both, and so is the Sierra Club. If you want to get involved against the mine, you can go to nohotcreekmine.com. And for the Conglomerate Mesa, protectconglomeratemesa.com. And email them to get involved and volunteer to protect these lands against foreign mining operations. All right. I want to thank our episode sponsor, The Stove, celebrating its 50th anniversary in Mammoth. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app as it contains a lot more content than I provide on this program. Thanks for tuning in, Eastern Sierra citizens. I'll be back tomorrow. Byron out.